Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The South Carolina Supreme Court didn't just overturn Alec Murdaugh's murder conviction. It took a shot at the prosecution's entire approach. The justices singled out specific testimony from financial crime victims as having zero probative value. Attorney Eric Bland built that financial crimes case. He joins us. He put those witnesses on the map, and now the court is saying some of what his clients went through on that stand shouldn't have been heard by a jury at all. Like I said, Eric Bland, attorney, is joining us, host of Anything But Bland, his book as well, and Cup of Justice. Eric, welcome. The first thing I have to ask you, pretty obvious one, I'm sure you've been asked it 1,000 times now. Let's see if your answer has changed at all. But when the news came down, we all knew it was likely going to be happening of Alec Murdaugh getting a retrial. When the news officially broke, and it wasn't just out there in the ether, but when it hit you and it was a fact, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
Well, I did expect that it was coming. I was more surprised at the oral arguments. So the oral arguments were in February of earlier this year. And if you're a student of the game and you know anything about appellate arguments, it was obvious based on the questions that were asked of the prosecution as opposed to the defense. The prosecution took fastballs to the chin. Mm-hmm. So we knew after the oral arguments that most likely it was going to be a 5-0 or a 4-1 vote at the best for the state. And it was clear that they had really took some serious umbrage to the decision that the former Chief Justice Gene Toll made in not granting a new trial in the January and February 2024 hearing. Mm-hmm. We did not expect that the Supreme Court would go so hard at the former Chief Justice. What was surprising, though, is how hard they went against, the trial judge. It was shocking that they really went deep into how much Judge Newman went into the financial crimes, and mm-hmm. that the court felt that they went, as they said in their opinion, too far and too deep.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, Tony, I think that by not giving the new judge guidance on how much can be let in of the financial crimes, I think if the new judge, which was selected today, goes into the financial crimes, it's going to give another opportunity for an appeal to Alex if he should be convicted in the retrial, because they didn't put any guardrails other than mm-hmm. to say, don't go too deep, don't go too far. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big question. And obviously, we've now had several years to think about it, too, of how much was too much. Was it too much? Some will say it was far too much. Some will say maybe it was even too little. Some will say it's just right, the amount that was in the original trial of Alec Murdaugh. And there was a lot of things that the Supreme Court said, you know, this had zero probative value. One of the things they they pointed out, as the Supreme Court pointed to in addition to the financial testimony, was the testimony of Tony Satterfield's testimony about his brother's disability as having zero probative value. You represented the Satterfield family. I mean, how do you process a court telling your clients that their pain was basically legally irrelevant?
Well, that's the motive. The state chose to introduce motive as being the financial crimes and the financial pressure. Mm-hmm. Remember, pressure breaks pipes or it makes diamonds. In this case, the state said it broke Alex's pipe. And I think it was wrong to say that Tony couldn't talk about the disability of his brother, because it just goes to show that Alex had a clear path, pretty much a clear path to take advantage of this, these younger men. And, you know, it's shocking that we have to go through this all over again. However, mm-hmm. people need to know, you know, justice can be messy when you're chasing justice. It can be cumbersome. It can be entangled. And don't forget, John Gotti got tried 5 times, Tony. Before they convicted him, there was 4 hung juries, and the prosecution tried him 5 times. You know, we've had a number of trials in our history that have been more than one. We had Karen Reed last year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, justice often isn't pretty, but we got to get it right. Okay, as a lawyer, I am comforted by the fact that our system works for the worst of us, not just for the best of us. And it should work the same for the best as the worst. And certainly Alex is the worst. Yeah. And from our standpoint, that's why my partner and I and Mark Tinsley and Justin Bamberg worked so hard to get him convicted of the financial crimes, because he's in prison for the rest of his life for the financial crimes. He can't get out from under those. Mm-hmm. And so he's doing 27 years in the state prison, which he has to serve 23. He's 58 years old. He'll have to serve until he's 79 in a maximum security prison. Mm-hmm. Then he pled guilty on the federal level and got 40 years, Tony, mm-hmm. to run concurrently. So 27 of those years run at the same time, but 13 more. Mm-hmm. Run separately. So when he gets out, if he can live to 79 with the bad food and the bad health and the danger of being in Gen Pop in a maximum security prison, he has to serve 13 more years in a federal prison. So if he can make it to 92 years old, he'll get a breath of fresh air. But from our standpoint, that's why we work so hard mm-hmm. to get him convicted of those financial crimes. And truthfully, none of us believed that he was going to be found guilty on that first trial. We believed it was going to be a hung jury. We never, mm-hmm. nobody forecasted a not guilty verdict. But we thought that there was going to be one or two jurors that would feel that the state didn't meet its burden. That, mm-hmm. you know, a circumstantial evidence case troubles a lot of people. More so than a direct evidence case. And as it turns out, there was one or two jurors that had some skepticism.
And I guess, you know, that's the big question. If we go into this, or when we get into the second one, will there be that same sort of replay? Will there be one or two that are feeling the same way, minus a Becky Hill to push her influence into it? Especially
let's be clear, though. Becky's influence has been so overblown.
Yes.
Remember, I represented 6 of the seated jurors mm-hmm. who testified, one, that they never heard her say anything, mm-hmm. but two, that their verdict was the product of their own deliberation on the evidence, on the testimony, on the judge's instructions. And 5 other jurors said the same thing when they testified in front of Chief Justice Toll. It was only the juror Z that said, she vacillated back and forth. Originally, she thought he was innocent, and then she felt pressure. But then Justice Toll felt, well, you've written 3 contradictory affidavits. I can't really mm-hmm. Discern whether it is true that your verdict wasn't the product of your own free will. And remember, they were all polled.
Yeah,
after
that
the
is
verdict,
true.
Everyone raised their hand. And Tony, we don't want a system We don't want a system where jurors can go out in the public and get infected after a trial by people like you and people like me that go on and we give our commentary, and then they're subject to the scrutiny of friends and family. Why did you vote him guilty? What about this and this and this? And then 6 months later, they're asked, well, do you have any reservations about your verdict? Well, of course. You know, when you're salted with a lot of stuff over the ensuing 6-7 months after your trial, you know, it's dangerous to go ask a juror then to put your head back into the jury room and say, were you influenced? So, look, Becky did wrong. There's no question about it that the moment she capitalized on it and she abused her power and her trust, but she pled guilty not to anything that had to do with influencing the jury. It was abuse of her office. It was charging money to, you know, the slush fund account and different things that she did, but not anything having to do with influencing the jury. Look, we need to have clerks of court be seen and not heard. Tell the jury when they're going to eat lunch. Tell the jury when they should show up, but don't start commenting on the substance of the trial. But it's really offensive to these jurors, and they've said this to me, that they would be influenced by Becky Hill as opposed to sitting in court for 7 weeks. Remember, they gave 7 weeks of their life, Tony, to have their trial overturned.
And 12 and a half hours of it filled with financial crimes information, which if you are presenting that as part of your case in chief, and that's part of the evidence against Alec Murdaugh, it's important to have that there.
Well, the juries now, want motive. Juries want motive.
Yes, exactly.
Tony.
Yeah.
Motive is not an element of murder. But juries want to know.
They certainly want it. They want the context. They want it to make sense in their minds, especially if they're going to send someone to death or if they're going to send them away for the rest of their lives. But 12 and a half hours of it, I don't particularly have an issue with it. But, you know, obviously the Supreme Court said a bit much in no uncertain terms. Where do you think it lands here for the next trial? Can 12 and a half hours of the financial crimes testimony be condensed down to an even more powerful 1, 2, 3 hours? Or should Creighton Waters just keep going with the plan, keep presenting the same story? The story hasn't necessarily changed from the perspective of the prosecution. Is it very important that all of it, every inch of it, reaches those jurors' ears on a round two?
No, I think that would be foolish on the part of Creighton if he would disregard the clear admonition by the Supreme Court of going too far and too deep. The question is, okay, you say you could put in that he stole $4.3 million from the Satterfield's estate and that Tony had called him 7 weeks before the murders after there was an article written in the paper by my co-host, Mandy Matney, that $500,000 of the $4.3 million that was stolen was discovered. So you can go into that. You got to go into the fact that Maggie was living at Edisto. Alex had borrowed $750,000 from Palmetto State Bank, and she was required to guarantee that. And he asked her to come back and guarantee, sign the loan documents, and she refused. That put a lot of pressure on him. And you certainly have to put into the testimony Jeannie Seckinger on the morning of the murders, confronts him about stealing $675,000 from the law firm. So if you do that in a way that it's bop, 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 real quickly, not getting into too much detail, maybe you survive the 403 prejudicial analysis. Does the probative value outweigh the prejudice, or does the prejudicial value outweigh the probative value? That's got to be a decision by the judge. And as I told you before we got on air today, we did get a judge today.
That's some big news.
We got Judge Debbie McClassen, who's been state court judge probably for the better part of 6 or 7 years, a lot of criminal experience as a lawyer. She was a defense lawyer. She has tried a lot of cases. She has probably worked with Dick Harpootlian on the defense side, where they represented co-defendants in a lot of criminal cases. She's respected. She has a very good temperament. She's kind. You're going to get the same kindness like you got from Judge Newman. If there's a criticism that you'll hear, it's probably that she was a defense attorney and she travels in the circles of Dick Harpootlian and Jim Griffin when she was a lawyer. However, she is the trial judge on another case where I represent a defendant who's charged with murder. And the criticism that some of the defense attorneys raise, not me, is that she goes bent over backwards now to make rulings that show that she's more favorable to the state. That's the argument. I disagree. Mm-hmm. I think she shoots it straight down the middle. So I think she's an interesting selection. I said, Tony, last month, we need a female judge. I believe we need a female judge in this particular case. And I think her selection is going to be good. She is very cautious. She knows criminal law backwards and forwards.
Why do you say we need a female judge here on the case?
Because of Becky. You know, I think Becky cast the bad light on the females. And, you know, obviously Maggie was, you know, is a decedent who was killed. I just think that it lends a different color to how the trial is going to proceed and whether these lawyers are going to get very direct with her in the way they got direct. You know, Dick had some pretty strong words with Judge Newman and on some of the rulings, especially when Judge Newman held that Jim Griffin opened the door to let in these financial crimes. Dick was pretty vocal on a lot of things. He won't do that to Judge McClassen, and she won't take it either. She's a tough lady. She's a country lawyer. She was raised in the country. She's quippy. I love her. I really do.
Is there any, obviously, there we want no inclinations of improprieties or conflicts of interest or anything that could possibly cause another rift in this to have any sort of appellate issues down the road. Obviously, you know, Debbie here has been a judge now for quite some time, coming from the defense end of the world. Is there any world, are we going to be hearing, obviously people are free to make their opinions, but are we going to hear anything in that line in the coming weeks and months about this being, well, she's too much on the Murdaugh camp because she was a defense attorney and maybe she worked with Dick once or twice or something. And is there any legitimacy to that where we do even the aura of it in the air shouldn't be there, even if it's not truly a true conflict of interest?
Correct. It's the appearance of impropriety is the standard that us lawyers and you know about. If there is a judge and you want to make a motion recuse, it's the appearance of impropriety. Look, we have a small state. We have a relatively small bar. When you get into the criminal bar of the type of lawyers that Dick Harpootlian is and Jim Griffin is and Debbie was, you're going to travel in the same circles, Tony. Sure. You're going to be at the table with these lawyers in co-defendant drug conspiracy cases or, you know, gangbanger cases.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to happen. But that doesn't mean that she can't be fair and impartial. Mm-hmm. And I believe she is fair and impartial. Look, I have a long relationship with Judge McClassen. If I was to ever try to lever that relationship or leverage it in the current case that I have, where I represent somebody who's charged with murder, she would call me out on it. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's not going to let that happen. She is the kind of lawyer that will bring you back in chambers She will discuss things before she makes a ruling, but she's not going to tip her hand. I think she's the perfect judge for this case.
How do you think, and obviously you can't speak for them, but how do you think the Murdaugh camp, specifically Alec Murdaugh himself, obviously being an attorney, I'm going to guess over the course of time, he's probably had some interactions with her while he was practicing. I could be wrong on that, but I'm assuming probably. How do you think he is feeling and reacting to the news of who the judge is going to be in round two?
Well, I think he's encouraged. He's encouraged by the Supreme Court decision,
sure,
which roundly said that he didn't get a fair trial. His Sixth Amendment jury right was impacted. He's certainly encouraged by the decision that said, look, you can't get into the financial crimes the way that you did, which curtails the motive for the state. But also, I think he is encouraged because of the relationship that he thinks exists between his lawyers and Judge McClassen. But remember, Judge McClassen's going to, whether it's subconsciously or consciously, she's not going to, in public or anywhere, put herself in a position where somebody could say, hey, you're currying favor too much with the defense. I think, you know, there is criticism out there, especially in self-defense cases and defense of others. And that's not what this case is. Yeah. But in self-defense cases, I've heard defense attorneys say she won't charge it. She listens to the state. And when she sentences, she can sentence big. She doesn't sentence like a liberal judge. When she sentences big.
Eric Bland, defense attorney, host of Anything But Bland and Cup of Justice, as always. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us your unique, invaluable insight into this case like only you can give. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our conversations with Eric. The links are in the description if you'd like to join us in the conversation as well on Substack and YouTube. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruce. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.